Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and other issues.
According to the Ministry of Health, more than 520,000 Zimbabweans, which is over 500,000, have received their first dose of various vaccines being used in the country.
The vaccines include Sinopharm, which was approved for emergency use last Friday by the World Health Organization.
The ministry reports that 158,177 people have received their second COVID-19 vaccine doses in Zimbabwe. Nearly 40,000 people have contracted COVID-19 in the country since last year in March.
At least 36,000 people with COVID-19 have survived, while 1,576 succumbed to the disease in Zimbabwe.
And here in America, according to Johns Hopkins Hospital reports, they are saying that about 160 million people have contracted COVID-19 worldwide. There are over 3.2 million people who have succumbed to the disease worldwide.
In other news, President Emmerson Mnangagwa today attended the official opening of the Kasungula Bridge. Botswana President Mokgweetsi Masisi and Zambian President Edgar Lungu of Zambia, of course, were the hosts of the event. The bridge will serve as a highway for transporters and travelers from South Africa to the rest of the African continent.
Meanwhile, in politics, in ZANU-PF reports that some members of the MDC Alliance and Mutwakazi Republic Party are joining the ruling party in large numbers ahead of the 2023 general election. One of the people who defected from the military Mutwakazi Republic Party is Secretary General Akim Mhlanga.
Ngibambe zulwanda balinjani lapho likhona khona ngapho ke endaweni ezijeneyo. Ye namhlanje ke u Live Talk sikhuluma ngokujeneyo. Ye ukuqala sikhuluma ngakho i COVID-19 siyabona ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka kwele Zimbabwe. Njalo kula bantu sebehlatshwe wokuqala iJackson ezijeneyo enyangkhona iSinopharm esanda kuvunyelwa ukuthi isetshenziswe iWorld Health Organization. So kwamanje ke sekula bantu abedlula 520,000 asebehlatshwe okokuqala kwele Zimbabwe. Kuthi ke abafika khonapho ke inombolo engani phezulu lapho nje ayikhona kakhulu kodwa ngani ithe qaqambishana labo sebehlatshwe okwesibili. Abahlatshwe okwesibili ungazani ama-figures angkhona angana phansi, so abantu bathi kuyamangalisa. Singathi ke bayi 158,177 abantu asebehlatshwe okwesibili. So uma sikhangela ke abantu abafika phose 40,000 sebebanjwa igciwane le-COVID-19. Wathi ke nxa sikhangela kokunye abayi 36,000 ngabantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Kuthi ke aba 1,576 sebabulawa i-COVID-19. IJohns Hopkins University iyabika khona manje ukuthi kulabantu abedlula 160 million asebebanjwa i-COVID-19 emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Iphinde ibika njalo ukuthi kulabantu bafika 3.2 million ngabantu-ke asebabulawa umkhuhlane lo. Kokunye nje kolunye udaba olusanda kwenzakala, uPresident Emmerson Mnangagwa namhla kade khona ngale-ke eKazungula lapho kade kulungiswa khona kumbe ngithi kuvula okusemthethweni ibhoholoho leli. So ibhologo leli lizakwenza ukuthi abantu basuke eSouth Africa badlule khonangale eZambia bayephezulu khonangale kwezindawo ze-Africa bengadlulanga eZimbabwe. So ke khonokho nje ukuthi kuyayenzakala kutho ukuthi iZimbabwe ila kuthi izalahlekelwa i-business enengokunye okumangalisayo. Okunye njalo siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abaphuma kumabandla atshiyeneyo. Namhlanje ke sibonile umnumzana Akim Mhlanga webandla le-MRP kumbe ngithi Mthokazi Republic Party, esuka kubandla leli wangena ke kubandla leZANU-PF. Ukhona njalo omunye akade hamba laye khonapho eze asuke. So ke kukhanya ngazani kulakho khonokho ukuthi abantu bayasuka kubandla leli kwamabandla atshiyeneyo besiya kubandla leZANU-PF. So kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu panopa Live Talk nasi nemusi muvhuro May 10 tichange tiri kukupai zvakasiyana-siyana tine gango. Tetanga tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedenda rechirwere COVID-19. Uyezve tichitarisa nyaya yenhomba dziri kubayiwa vanhu munyika. tozowanikwa isu tichienda kunotarisa zviri kuitika mune zvematongerwo enyika apo nhasi taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachienda ivo kukazungula border post kukawanikwa kuchiitwa mamhembero ekuvhurwa kwebridge hombe riri ikoko uyezve vanga vari nevamwewo vatungamiri vekuzambia nevekubotswana bridge rinonziro rakavakwa nebotswana nezambia asi taona vatungamiri venyika yakadai sezimbabwe vachiendawo ikoko muzuva ranhasi saka ndo zvimwe zvatinenge tiri kutarisa tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda kubva kubazi rezveutano riri kutaura iro kuti vanhu vakawanda vanosvika vanodaudzira 520,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 nhomba dzakasiyana-siyana dziri kubayiwa munyika tichitarisawo zvakare kuti bazi reworld health organization takaona richiwanikwa iro richiti zimbabwe inokwanisa kuenderera mberi ichibaya nhomba yesinofan asi ichishandiswa munguva iyo kana zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka yavanoti yaemergency saka ndo zvimwe zviri kubuda pari zvino uyezve tichange tiri kuzeya nevanyarikani vedu kuti zvii zvavari kutarisana nazvo panguva ino yecovid-19 uyezve tichitarisawo tichida kunzwa kuti inhomba dzipi dziri kubayiwa nevazhinji vakawanda pari zvino gibs
Yes, I think we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. David Siampondo, is here in USA. Welcome to the program, sir.
Welcome, Mukoma Gibbs. How are you doing?
No, I'm very fine. So, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, so tell us about your experience with COVID-19. So, what has been going on? And just adjust your camera so that we can see your whole face. So, how have things been going on your side?
With regards to COVID-19, here in Minnesota, I think we are doing quite fine, and the progress in terms of the inoculation has been good, and our governor this side where I am released an update. I think it was on this past Wednesday of last week, giving us an update in terms of the change in terms with regards to restrictions, also updating in terms of the number of people who have received their vaccines. And we are almost getting to 80% of these inoculations. And by 28 May, we are looking forward to the face covering being dropped. But issues to do with social distancing will remain in effect. So in terms of people going back to their workplaces, especially those who work for the federal or even the states and the local authorities, by 1 July, every worker should be back in their offices to resume their normal activities like walk-in services that are supposed to be provided to people. And but still, issues to do with social distancing will still be observed until this a satisfactory head count, head immunity has been achieved or realized.
Just rather than marvelous.
Tombonzwa kubva kwamuri kuti kwakamira sei kwamuri ikoko panyaya yechirwere ichi checovid-19 tinoona kuti dzimwe nzvimbo dzakadai savana Texas vakawanikwa vachitovhura vachiti ivo kwavo nzvimbo dzavo dzaakuvhurika pari zvino kokwenyu kwamuri kwakamira sei
zvinosiyana nenzvimbo uye neutungamiriri hunenge huchiwanikwa panguva iyoyo uye nemunzvimbo idzodzo so kunoko kuMinnesota kwatiri governor wedu akatipawo zvekare yatingati update maringe nepatava nechirwere kana kuti denda recovid-19. So musi wa28 May vakatsanangura ivo vachiti zvimwe zvataitarisirwa kunge tichiita zvakafanana nekufamba takapfeka mamaski zvinenge zvaakunzi pamutemo hazvichatarisirwi kana kuti hazvichasungirwi kuti munhu wese ari kupinda mumapublic buildings mungava muzvitoro mungava muzvipatara mungava kana kumaofices ehurumende kana makanzuro nezvimwe zvakadaro kunge vange vakapfeka tinoti mamaski aya asi kana uchida hako kuramba wakapfeka rinenge ravadunga munhu but mitemo iripo maregulations aripo izvozvi ndeyekuti by 28 May tinenge takutarisira kuti ma restrictions iwayo ange a dropwa, but iya inonzi social distancing icharamba iripo. Vanhu muchasiya mukaha pakati penyu kana kuri kugara muma offices enyu, nekuti tiri kutarisira kuti muna 1 July vashandi vese vehurumende kana kuti vashandi vestate kana kuti vemakanzuru vanenge vakudzokera mabasa mavo, uko mavanenge vakuita kuti vanhu vachiwana mukana wokupinda inonzi in person, kana kuti vanhu vakuchikwanisa kuchishanyira mahofisisi ehurumende, mahofisisi emakanzuru kuti vachibatsirwa ikoko pane zvaiitika kuti vanhu vaibatsirwa online kana kuti kuburikidza nedande mutande. So ndo zviriko kuno in terms of COVID-19 kana kuti denda rechirwere COVID.
Kopano mbadzino baiwa dziya, imi makawanikwa mchino baiwa here, zvakamira sei ku vari kunyatsopa dzidziso here kuti nomba iyi inofamba so yakadai yakadai yakadai?
Yes, kuno kukuru kupiwa dzidziso yakakwana. Vanhu havasi kumanikidzwa kuti vanobaiwa nomba, asi dzidziso iripo zvichiburikidza nemunhepfenyuro nemune zvimwewo zvirongwa zvakasiyana siyana, inenge iri kunyatsokukurudzira inenge ichiratidza vanhu kuti chakanakira kuwana nhomba yeCOVID-19 ndeyei. So update yatakapiwa izvozvo iri kuratidza kuti taakunanavira kusvika ku80% yevanhu vari munomu muMinnesota, kuti vese vari kutarisira kuti ndo tarisiro yaapo right now, kuti ndo nhamba yevanhu vanofanira kunge vava kuwana kana kuti vakawana nhomba iyoyo. And zvekare takatarisana nenhengere nekuti vanhu vari kuzvitora sei. Ya, vanhu vari kuzvifarira, vamwe vari kutora, vamwewo vasiri kunyatsonzwisisa vachakamira kutora nhomba idzodzi. And dziri kuwanikwa zviri nyore, pane maportals kana kuti nzvimbo dziripo dzekuti unobhuka wotodedzerwa. Mamwe acho atori mawalk in ekuti unoenda wounzwa kuti pakamira sei. Kana vaine nzvimbo dzinenge dzakazaruka kuti upiwe nhomba idzodzo, unenge uchitopiwa chiripo ripocho.
Right, looking at how things are going here and what you are hearing from home in Zimbabwe, is there any way that you are helping your relatives in terms of, you know, trying to avoid contracting COVID-19?
Yes, because life is very precious, and regardless of them being my relatives or just friends or just anyone else, we have been sharing with people in the small way that we can, in terms of letting people know that this is serious and we have to avoid, or people just need to avoid contracting this COVID-19. And we have been more like sharing with them information pertaining to the usefulness of having their mask on, and also ensuring that they maintain social distances, and also that practicing those normal hygiene that we grew up knowing, washing our hands before we partake in any food sharing, more so right now when you visit, when you greet somebody. You know, it's very, very difficult within our culture really to wholly suspend handshaking and all that stuff. So we have been advising our friends, our relatives, or even just general people to ensure that they clean their hands, they wash their hands, they can also use the available soap if it means that they cannot afford sanitizers and all that stuff. So we have been engaging and talking to everyone whom we can, give them the chance when we always talk about COVID-19, because it seems COVID-19 is more like the hot topic right now.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We also have Mr. Sikumbuzo Mlalazi. Mr. Mlalazi is based in Britain. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. Good evening, Zimbabwe, and Bukalanga in particular. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, ngasikhangela baba, Mlalazi, siyabona COVID is kuzo zonke indawo vele singathi ibhokile sibili. Singene kulokho singakangeni kwezombusazwe. Singathi lapho nelikhona lizivikela njani kumkhuhlane lo? Njalo liyancedisa yini ekhaya ukuthi abanye abantu bazivikele?
Eh, mina ngithanda ukubonga amazwi okukhuluma esikhulumi nje sanda kukhuluma ukuthi knowledge is power. Mina I had my two doses of Pfizer vaccine. So I think spreading the knowledge, spreading the word to the people kakhulu abantu bathi ukuthi now we are living in a new normal. This COVID-19 here and is here to stay. So we need to be aware ukuthi once the life is lost, it can never be recovered. So ngokubona kwami mina bengithi abantu bakithi kumele bebe nolwazi nalelo i-COVID-19 yinto esizophila nayo and kumele ivikelwe. Kumele sizivikele abantu bakithi bathathe ama-vaccine. The whole world is being vaccinated. So i-Africa kuphela kumelanga ibe isolated from that. Kumele nathi sithole ama-African city to move the same pace namanye amazwe. Abantu bakithi babe vaccinated. So umbuzo uthi wona sibancedisa njani abantu bakithi? Kukhona ukuthi maniyenza iy'nhlelo ezinje ezifana ne-Studio 7, abantu bakithi bazwe ukuthi kuyimpontent kangakanani ukuthi sizivikeleni, sivikele nama-families e. Kodwa manje mina ngihlala kude kangaka abantu bakithi bakwenye indawo. Uma sihlangana singekho vaccinated, sikhona ukuthi esibulalana. So kuhle kakhulu ukuthi the world has to be vaccinated, including Zimbabwe.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. So-ke kodwa kulabanye abalokhu bethandabuza ukuthi ama-Jackson lawa bangani bayawesaba. Kodwa sibonile-ke i-World Health Organization isithi Sinopharm singasetshenziswa emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Kutshoni khonokhu nxa ugangela ilizwe elenjengele Zimbabwe okukade ngani abantu bayethuka i-Jackson le?
I-confidence ukuthi ekakhulu i-message abantu bakhangele ukuthi bring that message to them. So ungananzela kakhulu abantu sebeqine kakhulu kuma-political ideologies nama-political messages that they receive faster nezinto ezingekho relevant ebantwini that people pick them up kakhulu kunezinto ezi-important like i-health yabantu at the moment. So mina bengithi the message, the proper message khonamanje is ma kusenzeka iZimbabwe is an educated nation ukuthi those people who are leading kuma-health I'm a health professional. They should be the one dishing out this message with this type of a vaccine. It's safe for everyone, not only Africans, not only Zimbabweans. It's safe. It's being used in a country like the Amafa vaccines last in Zimbabwe and China. They are being used in the Arab countries. They are being used elsewhere in the world. So it's not about nobody's going to target at Zimbabwe in particular. Health organization, they are there as the worst of what we are born with. These things that are being used in keep they are safe to be used and abandoned by the people. We are not enemies.
Yes, I was a colleague. So, Marvelous, what he's saying is that you know, people must get vaccinated. He says he got his two shots, you know, so he thinks he did the right thing, you know. Quiet,
yes. Tomboenda kuna vasiyampondo muri kunzwapo Zimbabwe pari zvino yakanzi UN World Health Organization vanogona kushandisa Sinopharm imwe yenhomba dziripo. Imi munoona sei izvi?
Ini ndinoona chiri chiitiko kana kuti mashoko akanakisa, nekuti muchaona kuti vanhu vanga vaine kunzwa kana kuti mashoko akasiyana-siyana zvichienderana nemushonga kana kuti nhomba yeSinopharm. Panga pasine kujekeswa and vazhinji vanenge vachitya kuti kana mapazi makuru iwayo yakaita World Health Organization kana yakanyarara isina mashoko ayatura maringe nemishonga inenge ichinzi ishandiswe kuvanhu, vamwe havaigashiri. Saka mashoko aturwa WHO ndinoona ari mashoko akanaka achaita kuti yatinoti confidence level kana kuti kuvimba nemushonga kana kuti nenhomba iyoyo muvanhu kunge kuchikwirira and kuita kuti vanhu vakawanda vange vachizvipira kunonotora nhomba iyoyo.
Yes, so looking at how you are saying things is that you know this is building confidence among people, you know. But here in USA, we see that there's this kind of resistance towards getting inoculated. How do you get around that?
Yeah, basically, if we look at the situation or the dynamics within the United States, it's mainly because of the ideologies and a widespread of rights issues that we have. So getting around that, I think there is supposed to be a change in terms of the way the information is packaged as well, and the way the conspiracy theories are being debunked, and also the way that those protagonists to these vaccines given ample time in recognized ways that they can be engaged, and also the kind of knowledge that they have, right, can be proven openly without them remaining as a conspiracy theories. So I think that engagement with the anti-vaxxers, it's supposed to be very clear and supposed to be very deliberate, because if those people are ignored, if those sources of conspiracy theories is ignored, then certainly we are going to have a certain percentage or a section of our populations not being able or still being circumspect to taking these vaccines.
Yes, marvelous.
Uh-huh. Tombotarisa zvakare tichange tikutaura nenyaya yezvematongerwo enyika toziyai imi muri veMDC Alliance. Tiri kunzwa bato reZANU-PF richiti iro pane vanhu vekumapato anopikisa akadai serenyu reMDC Alliance nemutwakazi vari kuwanikwa ivo vachisiya bato ravo ravanenge vari vachienda kunojoina ZANU-PF. Munoona sei izvi?
Those are wishful thinking. There's no rightfully minded thinking person who can really leave progressive parties to go and join a ruinous party. ZANU-PF is not a new creation. ZANU-PF has been there since 1979. Since 1980, they've been in power. And they've literally done nothing besides ruining our nation. So for them to pontificate or to come here and pretend as if there are so many people who are leaving their parties to join them, I mean, that's wishful thinking. We know what they are doing. What they are doing is they can go around, bribe one or two there and parade them as if they are having an influx of supporters from other parties joining them. There's nothing like that. We are only having those greedy persons, maybe who would have been bribed to stand as if they are new convents to ZANU-PF, but otherwise get it from us. Our political party, in as far as the MDC Alliance is concerned, we are intact. Of course, there are one or two who may be doing so, but what I will tell you is opposition parties, they are having more supporters joining them, because ZANU-PF is in the business of creating opposition members each and every day as it passes, because life is getting bad and bad as we go.
Thank you very much. Let's get hold of Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program, sir.
Good evening, David. How are you?
Oh, very fine. How are you?
I could be better, but we are all hopeful and under God's guidance. So, yes, we are okay.
Yes. Now, Mr. Chuma, we see that some members of Togo's Republic Party, MDC Alliance and others actually defecting and joining ZANU-PF. What is going on?
Well, the fundamental principles are about ideology. I've always said that ZANU-PF has got some principles and the ideology is very clear-cut. Yes, I know people would want to criticize our party and paint it whatever color they want to, because of probably some malcontents that can be found within the organization. But the party itself, if you're to be objective and really dig deep and read about it and research about it, you would know the values that it stands for. You would know the principles that actually harness it. And then you would know that it is definitely the party to be at any given time.
Yes, siyabona ke basuka kumabandla athiyeneyo baba Golide. Abantu bengena ke kubandla leZANU-PF. Bakhanga kuyini ba?
Umhlangano wethu, inhlanganiso yethu eZANU-PF imile ngobuqotho. Isisekelo sephathi yethu, isisekelo sobuntu, isisekelo sokuncedisa abantu ukubana sithuthuke. Siphanganiswa nje izigilamkhuba lezi ezibuyayo zingene ziyenze ubukliwi phakathi kodwa ke kungayisikho okumelwa yiparty to the ZANU PF. ZANU PF imela ubuhle, imela ukulunga, imela ukulungisa. Siphanyaniswa nje ngosathane bona labe ngikhuma ngabo. Bakhona batholakala indawo zonke, even ungayiqo uthango uyofika ku-MDC uyabathola, ungaya ku-MRP uyabathola, ungaya ku-ZAPU sibili uyabathola, ubathola nje indawo zonke. Kodwa ke inhlanganiso yethu yona ngwayo nxa ithe iyazimela laphana nxa uthi uyabala iy'ngwalo zazo, uzazibonela kwethu ukuthi hhayi yiyo kanye iphathi okumele ukuthi ngabe abantu bakiyo.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Ubambe khonapho singakayi kuMavelas. Uvale ibhathani yakho, Babu Kolide, uyivale ibhathani yakho ye. Siye kubabu Kwabaland. Kwabaland, usakhona khonapho baba?
Usakhona khonapho baba. Tube litshona njani labalaleli bonke labo mama Mavelas?
Sitshonile naso ke MRP sebebaleka abantu. Ye, kubeka khonapho Kwabaland. Kwabaland, ansakuze uvale ibhathani. Kubeka baba. Mavelas, I think we are having a slight problem with Kwabaland. Kwabaland, can you hear me? We are with Kwabaland.
He might have dropped.
Yeah, so let's continue. Mavelas, go ahead. Let's continue.
Kunava chuma manzi. Kwa chonga shiguta urwa navasi ampondo ve MBC Alliance. Varikuti, shiguta urwa nye zano PF. Deshe mungo zimatsuru. Kwanevano wakava kuma pato. Awo, iyo ndive MBC Alliance. Vachenda kumkuba turenyure zano PF. Munona seji.
That is a good master, say, is a song. Could have a chocolate is here. Bachoredu, Rine Guara, Ragarongi, Guara, no Natsonega, Guara, Nindo. Saka, put you Munu Ave, what are of these Zambes, I don't know, Zakanaka, Nekuti, Taonam Kati, Kunevanu, Singates, Nemazo, Andy Zoba, Zunzunoitika, Bachoredu, Arisibako. Arisibatorere arisinoita ma CV nekuveta vanhu kuti vadzvene musangano. Tinongotora vanhu vese ndosaka pachirungu ichinzi mass movement, andika mass party. Saka vanhu vese vanopinda mukati imomo, vapinda vozotanga kukanya. Asi kukanya kwavo hakurebe kuti ndozvamirira ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF yakazvimirira yoga ine gwara raro riri very straightforward, risingachinje futi, and gwara raro iroro ndere bundutsu. Dero kuti munhu wese munhu mutema varungu maChina munhu wese ari muno muZimbabwe ogarika zvakanaka tichigara murugare tichigara in development and peace nezvese izvozvo zvinomirira unaku weupenyu.
Ye, kodwa ke kwalithi abanye abantu bathi hakambe abantu bayangaphi bengena kubandla abathi lingcolile. Bayakhuluma abantu be?
Mchembo, ike ngutshoyo kona kuti wena akula mabandla angangcolanga kade sinxa sikhuluma. Ungakhangela even kwe-MDC, there's a lot of accusations there. Ungakhangela MRP, sizwa kulama-accusations uta upresident wabo ngayenzi kuhle, sizwile mbenyabana ngu-secretary general wabo ema-accuse lalokhu nalokhu. Lakithi ngapha kuZANU-PF bakhona aba-accusayo kutekona bangcoli kwenza so. So konke lokhu ana akumelanga kuthi bese kuthiwa kunama-party lawo angcolile. I don't want to believe that MRP is not. I'm going to believe that MDC is not. I'm going to believe that MDC is not. But I'm going to believe that MDC is not. I'm going to believe that MDC is not. But I'm going to see that Yiko Ogumelua is not a little school man at that particular point.
Yeah, Babu Mlalas, you're not going to be a little bit. I'm going to be a little bit. Hey,
thank you for this opportunity, Robert Duve. Mina, my understanding, there are two gentlemen, Konakwa Wishuman, Mwinyo, Omela, Iban, and MDC. I don't know which MDC is that, but Bengfunu Fagin message, we don't know how Zimbabwe, whether you hear me or not, but I just want to pass one thing. The day they will make sense to me, I'm talking about my opinion. Is the day when I will see their leader, whether it's Chamisa or Mnangagwa, putting hands, that we are Zimbabweans. Because if the Abole is endless, then nobody will win it. And again, the only sense that Zimbabwe is away to go. Look at Kenya. Uhuru and Raila Odinga, they came up together and hold hands to say, let's build this our country together. Africans, let's say in Fergus, because you are following people, our phone would seem covered with this was a Pokemon. Lucas Landerana Bandu, MDC, or do better Mangan, and Zanke. Mina, to me, I want to use this harsh word. This is nonsense. You know, we need to start thinking again, Zimbabweans, we are African, united against the into a superband. The one thing about what we say, Abantuana, Abangama orphans, we got HIV, we got COVID, we got serious things that Zimbabwe is united against. But imagine the world is uniting against the COVID-19. Now Zimbabwe is gearing for 2023 elections, and you are going to have people saying, hey, my party is going to do this. To me, I think all that is rubbish. Chamisa and Mnangagwa, just hold your hands together and build Zimbabwe. Once your rallies are finished, everybody they go in the same combi, they go in the same buses, same trains, going to the same shops, going to the same toilets. But Nina, you are trying to divide people for your own benefit. Now, in Abandon, Kumelama parties, especially the person who thinks some leaders are going to change Zimbabwe. It's enough. Zimbabwe is suffering, living in other people's world where people are united. Look where you are, wherever you are talking from. Look at the countries, the leaders, they are uniting to fight poverty. You mean, and you are dividing people on your party cards. So, I'm a party political leaders, they should now come together in 2023 and make one Zimbabwe work.
Yes, marvelous. Can you chip in there?
Apo muri kunzwa vasiya mpondo zviri kutaurwa ne guest edu vari panapa munoti nezvavari kutaura vari kuti zvakanaka kuti vachamisa vanova ivo vari ku vanenge vane bato yatingati bato rakati kurei MDC Alliance naivo vamunangago tungamiri wenyika vabatani kuitira kuti vanhu vasarambe vachinonga svosve nemuromo munoona sezvo
ya mashoko ekubatana chinhu chakanaka ende mukatarisa kubvira nekubvira isusu sebato reMDC Alliance chimwe chezvinangwa chedu chatakaisa chiri pamberi pedu chezvisungo zvatinazvo ndechekuda kubatanidza mhuri yeZimbabwe senyika. So handione paine chinhu chakashata kuri kunzi vamunangagwa vakutenda kuita zvinhu zvakanaka, havacharova vanhu, havachaponda vanhu. And corruption inenge ichiti iri kuitika mukati menyika izvezvi vakaimisa, ndofunga tingatoshanda nawo zvakanaka, because izvozvo ndo zvandatsanangura pamusoro apa, ndozvinoita kuti kubatana kwedu nebato ravamunangagwa kunge kuchinetsa. Nekuti isusu takamirira kuti tirwise corruption kana kuti umbavha neuori huri kuitika mukati menyika yeZimbabwe, nekuti umbavha neuori ndo watisvitsa pano pekuti vanhu vakunonga svosve nemuromo. And isusu hatiwirirani nekumbunyikidza kodzero dzavanhu. Saka mukatarisa kutonga kwavamunangagwa kuzere kumbunyikidza, kuponda, kuisa vanhu mumajeri nekuti vanenge vataura zvinoenderana nekodzero dzavo. Izvozvozvo ndo zvinotipa kuti kushanda kwedu navamunangagwa kunge kuchinetsa. Asi kuri kunzi zvese izvozvo zvabviswa zvabva, muchaona kuti tinoshanda navo zvakanaka zvisina kana problem, nekuti ipapa apa ndo pane kakusawirirana kwedu.
So okay. What's the way forward in terms of some of these things that we are raising, Mr. Siyambodo?
The way forward is the government and ZANU-PF should introspect, make sure that they genuinely work against the pandemic, this corruption pandemic, which is crippling the nation. We do not subscribe to human rights violations, and they have to stop forthwith with their bad track record of human rights violations for us to genuinely work with them. In as far as they are right now, I don't think we can have a template where we can sit down and work with them in a harmonious way. There's no way that we are going to join hands with someone who's butchering people, with someone who's needlessly imprisoning people. That one is that's a situation that we are going to fight till our last drop of blood.
Mr. Chuma, can you respond to that?
Thank you very much. The previous speaker before this one actually articulated issues in a very somber and proper way, to say that we need unity, and unity is very important. And hence, you remember that our president offered that characteristic way back in 2018 after the election, to say, let's come together, let's work together. being opposition does not necessarily mean that you must be fighting or killing each other. It simply means that you must be coming up with the checks and balances of a system that could be put in place by the governing party and the government at that time. So what is important here is not to want to be a witty player in this field and want to always want to sort of point your fingers to other people. Because like I said, this corruption issue that we are talking about is not going to be finished by Mnangagwa or Chamisa. It is going to be finished by all of us as Zimbabweans, because it happens mostly outside those two offices. It will not be happening in Chamisa's office or the president's office. It happens with us, the civil servants, the ordinary people, coming together and actually planning and executing the corrupt activity that we're talking about. So it's a bigger picture. It's a picture of saying, as Zimbabweans, what are we doing? Are we getting into that developmental gear instead of always remaining in the political sort of mood, and we're always aggressive, we are so intolerant, we don't want to listen to each other? Raila Odinga and Kenyatta, when they came together, it was a matter of saying that they were agreeing in principle that let's stop blaming each other. Let us stop. I don't want to hear my brother always wanting to blame President Mnangagwa, as much as he must not want to hear me always blaming his party president, Chamisa. Let's come together as brothers, as sisters, as Zimbabweans, and say, let's move forward together and know that there's a season for elections and campaigning, and then there must be a season definitely for building our country, for building our economy. And that calls for everybody to come together on that table of building, and then we can start from there. But as long as we want to blame each other and point fingers at each other, we'll probably never achieve what we are talking about now.
Yes, so I heard the MTC Alliance representative here saying that they are concerned about corruption, they are concerned about human rights violations, the incarceration of opponents of the government. So those issues have not been addressed, Mr. Chuma. And how then do you move on?
Right. The issue of corruption, like I'm saying, is never going to be in one office, like maybe the president's office or Chamisa's office. The issue of corruption, like I said, it emanates from all of us, and we need to come together, all of us, and say, let us not allow that. Do not be one to be seen taking money and bribing a police officer at that roadblock. Do not be one to be seen bribing a passport officer. Instead, you must be the one to be seen exposing that policeman who wants to solicit money from you at a roadblock, or a passport officer who wants to solicit money for you to be able to be saved and get a document that is within your constitutional right. So when we start doing that, we cascade and come up, and then we can stop that. So the issue of corruption needs everybody. I've read about issues in MDC being corrupt here, being corrupt there, and stuff like that. And we've read about the same issues in ZANU-PF. So what we're saying is that let people start coming up together. And then when you talk about incarceration, it's a very simple matter that we've even discussed on this platform before. I've only said that, for example, this young man who's now in prison, he went to Impala car rental, and he put his own padlock and chain there. That is no longer activism. That is now criminal, because you are denying someone else's right to be working there and be free to come out and go in as they please. And so when the long arm of the law comes and catches up with you in that kind of scenario, it ceases being a political issue, but it becomes a criminal issue. And like when the Mtwakazi the felons went to Central Police Station and they started burning tires there and throwing stones, it ceases being an activism issue, an issue about the white farmer in Kabazinduna. It becomes criminal now, because, like I said, I actually had an experience of one person who had their windscreen battered on that same day during that semi-riot, you see? So it becomes criminal. So now, what are we saying? In one point, we're saying, let's observe the rule of law. Then in the other point, we're saying, no, when such things happen, we must not charge these people because they are activists or they are from a political party X. It doesn't make sense at all. So it's all about saying, while you do your activism, do it peacefully and correctly and within the bounds and confines of your constitution and the law.
Thank you. Yes. It,
something is going to happen.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. I think, Marvelous, you can chip in there because Mr. Chuma is raising very interesting points there.
Vasya Mpondo manzi kwashanga zvikutaurwa navachuma munoti vari kutaura ivo kuti zvakawanda zvinogona kunge zvichigadziriswa pari zvino imi munoti
right ini chandiri kuda kungoyeuchidza vachuma kuti we are not blaming anyone but we are simply stating a fact. Tungotaura sezvazviri mukatarisa izvezvi bazi re-anti-corruption rinonzi iro rinooperate kana kuti rinoshanda riri under the president's office. So kana pasina kusungwa kunenge kuchiitwa vanhu vari corrupt hatingangoramba tichingoti muzimbabwe mune huori muzimbabwe mune huori tese inini navachuma tiri kubvumirana kuti muzimbabwe mune huori asi hatina kana mumwe chete watati taona asungwa maringe nenyaya yehuori ivo vari kuti kumdc kune vanhu vane huori kuzanu kune vanhu vane huori asi apa tiri kuona vacho vanoferafeta nyaya dzine chekuita nehuori vachishanda vari pasi pedhipatimendi rinowanikwa riri muofisi yemutungamiriri wenyika asi hapana kana mumwe chete anenge akasungwa nehuori so ndozvatiri kuti isusu pari kuleka what we call a political will to address zvinhu zvine chekuita necorruption so zvazvinotoreva panapa ndezvokuti tugunwe tunonongedza kupi tunonongedza muhofisi macho imomo mune vanhu vari kushanda maringe nehuori so it's not a blame game it's not something to tarnish anyone but tiri kuti anti-corruption ngaiite basa rayo nemazvo kana vatanga kuita basa rayo nemazvo zveshuwa muchaona kuti tese tichauchira maoko panenge pabatwa munhu ane huori izvozvi tine vanhu munhu akabatwa ari kusouth africa negold isingaverengeki 780,000 US dollars izvezvi mukati tikatora mari iyoyo tikaiisa papari renyatwa munoona kuti inochinja zvakawanda asi tiringoramba tichingoti mune huori hapana munhu ari kusungwa mune huori izvezvi apapa uyu iyeye abatwa negold iroro ari kuitwa sei hapana muchamunzwa in 2-3 days anenge akufamba ari mustreet so it's not a blame game but we are merely stating a fact the president's office should give that political will to start arresting people I wouldn't mind if they are going to arrest a member of the MDC alliance who has been proven beyond doubt that he is corrupt. Go and arrest him. Get everyone who's corrupt, regardless of his political creed or affiliation. That person should be behind bars. That's all we are talking about. And if you don't do that, then certainly we are going to blame you because corruption is bleeding us. We are not moving forward as a country because of these corrupt tendencies. Then let me also hasten to address the issue of political incarcerations. So he tried more like to heap all those blames banana Ningri on the issue zana makomborero kuti vakanosvika vakanonoloka pa Impala. He should vachuma ngavazvizive kuti Impala yaka supply a vehicle yakashandiswa kuno abducta mu and Impala is not providing evidence to that effect because there is no contention whatsoever kuti mota iyenge sire Impala so if you want to tell me kuti the act done by Impala to supply a vehicle that went to abduct someone and that particular person nearly get killed did a lesser offense than makomborero who took just a small chain that could be broken by hand just to symbolize the locking and shutting down of a wayward company, then really we are having a problem with Zimbabweans. That is the selective application of law that we are against as Zimbabweans. Impala car rentals should face their side of the story. They should also pay compensation of or reparations to what has been went through or the challenges that young men went through. So basically, if we are going to heap all the blame on someone who was protesting in a wayward behavior by a company, then really we have lost the soul of our nation as Zimbabwean people.
Yes, it seems we have got a slight stalemate.
Sorry,
yes.
Sorry,
yeah, quiet. Babu Chuma, briefly, yes.
Thank you very much. I wanted to... kuti ndifambe zvakanaka nemukoma vangu ava kuti Impala is a car hire zvazvinoreva nezvokuti kana munhu chaiye anobvakupi anongosvika kopinda wohaya motikari kana ahaya motikari yaida kunopara mhosva haisiri nyaya yonzi naoma kupa haunge makushungudza Impala because Impala mufundisi chaiye anogona kuenda kunohaya motikari mbavha inogona kunohaya futi motikari ipo paya
Saka uzvazvaisa hakuita vafa kuti kufere pete zvakanaka kuti kutsvaga kuti motikari yakahaiwa nani munhu uya ndiye afaga aifanga kutsvaga haikona Impala. Impala is an independent company iri kungoprovide service yekuhaya motikari idzodzo. Saka ndozvinhu zvatifanga kuti tinzvisise ipapo. Ndosaka ndati nini, now there was a criminal activity when that person was logged against Impala because Impala haisarudze kuti yahaisani chainoda chete ilicense yako nemari yako uko haisira motikari zvaunozoita nayo uko kunze uko zvazvinofu. Saka ndosaka ndati paka pasina kuita rational ripo paya kuti kono attack Impala as a company which has outcasts to anybody. And even panyaya ndodzokera panyaya yecorruption iyaya ndosaka ndati nini chinonetsa ndechokuti even vanhu vacho vakabahwa kana vabatwa mapurisa aita basa ravo votanga vainvestigata but corruption ka haiitwe nemunhu one inowanzoitwa nevanhu two or more handiti ka ipo paya kozoshova evidence. Saka totora munhu nehiyese here tomukandira mujere owat ndosaka ndati nini basa rava kuneneni kuti tiuye nezvinhu zvakadaro tichiburisa maevidence iwavo kuti aiva munhu aita so aita so kunyatsobatika kuti because the law operates that the law is in S. It operates that straight kuti toda evidence saka kana kuna umboo iwo toibata sei nyaya yacho ndozvandanga achitaura kuti hazvisi muofisi yapresident hazvisi muofisi yachamisa asi zviri kwatiri tese semazimbabweans kuti tipedze uhori iwowo.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. Stay on the line. We've got Miss Vivian Nomalanga Pepe. Welcome to the program, Mapepe.
Hello.
Yeah, I was telling you, I want to go to the defect. I want to go to the MRP, I want to go to the MTC Alliance, and get out of the ZANU PF. So, what are you going to
do? I want to go to the politics in Zimbabwe. Isinge yesisu abantu abanengi baphethwe yindlala. So abantu abanengi baqala amaphathi lawa kumbe bajoyina amaphathi lawa umuntu efuna ukubona ukuthi kuyandleka yini ngale makungadlekanga umuntu sephuma ngoba esikhathini esiningi bathi kuyandleka kuzanu ukudlula la amanye amaphathi. The other day ngangibukele uChiwenga no what's this man by the way ekhuluma ngokuthi ma ungekho kuzanu ngeke wenze imali eZimbabwe. I understand. So yibuthengisi yinto nabe abantu okumele beyinanzelele ukuthi these days ungathathi umuntu okupolitics umthathi ukuthi uyoyisavia maybe uzolikhulula. Laba bantu bangenela indlala, bangenela ama-connections. So akulanto abayingenelayo vele laphana abayiphikisayo kuzanu ngoba the end of the day right now ipolitics yeZimbabwe senza into efanayo sonke. Yikho engangikutsho even besikho umakhuphe, umakhuphe wathi ungenele ukudla imali ngathi kubi because umakhuphe yena ukhulume waphumisela but eqinisweni wonke umuntu okupolitics if not i-Africa iZimbabwe especially bangenela ukudla yinto ethini baxotha bengabona ukuthi umuntu isandla sakhe asifikeleli lapho kule mali khona then sebe-defecta-ke.
So kulabanye kade bekhuluma lapha-ke Mabhepha ukuthi into engenza eZimbabwe liye phambili yikubambana. Hambe kukhona ukuthi kungabambana abantu bebambane kube kumenjalo nje
thina vele right now babudube mina I think into esiyidingayo khathesi yikuthi okokubambana mbona ukuthi kungasisebenzela. I think right now into esiyidingayo yukuthi sizimele kunje thina abantu emasebheleleni. Angitsho ukuthi lizaliqunywe hhayi and abantu emarapingi abaze abanye bahleli amakhanda eboyila but angitsho ukuthi ngiphikisana le nto abayitshoyo but angitshoyo ukuthi angibona ukuthi le nto yokuthi lizwe liqunywe yinto ezosebenza. Yes kule enye into othi lawe noma uyibhekile uyibona ukuthi le as much as singafisa but ngeke iphumelele but mina ngibona engathi kubalulekile ukuthi akwenziwe khonokho okwenziwe e-South Africa ukuthi province le-province izikhangelele indaba zayo. Yinto esiyidinga right now eZimbabwe. Abemathebheleleni abakhangela into zabo emathebheleleni
le nto yokumitha i-devolution
le nto yokumitha babudukele ukuthi kuthiwe umuntu weHarare uzoba le-best interest zabantu bebhulawayo angisoze kusisebenzele. Right now sidinga ukuthi udube kabhekane labantu bakodube maybe labakomphofu labakobani kube yikho khona lokho singayodinga kuthathwe umuntu webhinga abe nguye okhangela into zakibo ngoba yinto esixabanisa yona le right now.
Yes, siyakuzwa Mabhebhe, sicela ubambe khonapho ungayika tshana. So Marvelous, what she's saying is, you know, this issue of unity is a little bit utopian, you know, can't work. You know, he says Marvelous should take care of her region where she is in a devolution, some kind of framework of being devolved, you know, like a state where it's sort of like federated. Use resources where you are and do what you can with those resources. Instead of having somebody from Harare overseeing what is happening in, you know, in Bulawayo, she says that's impossible. So maybe we can go back to Mr. Skubuzo Mlalazi. He started this, saying that, you know what? What is needed is unity. Go ahead. Maybe you can talk to him.
Potanga trukunzi kwa mnyarikani wedu wangaba kutawara iwo pamsoro pesha baruti aiwa chino shakanaka kutivano wati ivano vabatani asi tumwezengu wa chikuru ndeche kuti tuwane isusu vanu vano vamu njimbo vachitwa mabasa mnjimbo iyo kwetu kutitiwone kutipana kanzura weku blawa ya wasari ya nupa kwa Harare saka wane kwa chitu vanave imu gawa ituwa mabasa imomo rika itende kuna vamu lalazi what do you think of what our guest just said? That's fair. Taurisa, yes.
You know, my brother, you may ask the question to you. Say, what's the way forward? But just explaining what the government has done, the government has done. The way forward is not about what people are doing now and what has been done before. The way forward is a solution to the problem that we are having. But nobody's touching that. The only solution is for us as black people. You know, Baba, if you ask the question, why were blacks only the race, what it was made slaves? I think this justifies it. Amanda Amiyama, we think fighting will bring us anything or a solution to our problem. I think if you look at history on its own, African history, even the founding fathers of Africa, the people that fought for freedom, they wanted Africa to be united. So now with these political parties, majority of us, we are being sponsored by foreigners. Satama, we look at things that are happening to countries that are oppressing us. And then we think that a black man is worse than the other in other race. I think it's an embarrassment, especially for a party. Maybe if you form a party, any political party, over 10 years, same strategy, nothing comes out of it. Same thing. I think it's a waste of that. It's a waste of that. Zimbabwe is for Zimbabwe and for black people. We need to come back together. Don't look at people using their languages. Shona or Ndebele, those are just languages. But since Singabantu Bani, we came from one folder, which is a black plan. So Abantu Bamnyama, this political party, you are creating a division among people. After 1980, this was the problem. People started fighting tribal wars, which nobody benefited out of that. So we cannot continue with such behavior as Zimbabweans and expect it to be respected by any person in the world. On a Monday, if you look at our opposing parties in Zimbabwe, no African country is recognizing them. For the sake of they are not united on themselves. So how can they be an option to the problems that are faced by the people of Zimbabwe? So to allow our political leaders, you know, guys, let's smell our armpits and be human enough and be united. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Maybe now we are about to conclude our show. Marvelous, maybe 30 seconds with Siyampondo, and then the same with Chuma and others. So go ahead, Marvelous.
Manzwa shanga shiruta organa vamlala zimunoti inasho. Varukuti wo a imi vemapato anopikisa ndimi murikuita kuti vanhu vasabatane zvakanaka.
Yeah, vangadaro vachitaura zvavo chokwadi kuti pane zvimwewo zvinenge zvichiitika nekuzodhonzerana kunobuda kuburikidza nokuti munhu uri webato ripi. Asi ini ndiri kuda kuti ndiwirirane nepfungwa yavo yokuti kubatana chinhu chakanaka. And ndichizoenderawo pamberi zvekare nichiti kubatana mune zvinhu zvakashata chinhu chinenge chisina kunaka. So patinenge tichibatana apa tinofanira kunge tine template rinotaura iro kana tinoratidza kuti tiri kubatana mune zvakanaka zvinoita kuti nyika iende kumberi. And ndichada kuti ndiwiriranewo zvakare nehanzvadzi yangu yabva kunonotaura Bebe kuti chiri kudiwa right now devolution kana kuti kuzvimirira kuzere kwematunhu kuti tiri kuda kuti maresources anenge achiwanikwa munzvimbo yematebeleland, munzvimbo yemidlands, munzvimbo yemashwest ange ari maresources anenge achibatsira vagari vemo kuti vange vachivandudza upenyu hwavo. So izvozvo ndo zviri kunetsa pari zvino kuti panenge pari kuita yatinoti marginalization of other areas and especially my areas anenge aine minority languages and minority tribes. So devolution dai yanga yachipiwa mukana zvisere ndofunga zvinotibatsira mukuvandudza kugara kwevanhu vedu.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. Your last word. Go ahead, Mr. Chuma. Your last word. So I think Mr. Chuma's phone is actually dropped off. So yeah, so now maybe Mr. Siyampondo, you can say the same in English. Just less than a minute. Go ahead.
So I would want to agree with Mr. Chuma in terms of Mr. Mlala Zamin and also Mr. Chuma in terms of the need for unity. We are supposed to be a united people, but our unity should be predicated on positive things, a template that is going to be helpful to our people. I would detest a unity that is contrary or that is negative to the well-being of Zimbabweans. Unity out of greed, I don't think it will take us the long distance that we want. And I would also want to end up by agreeing with my sister Bebe for the need for devolution. We need resources in respective provinces to be beneficial to people who stay within those areas. So thank you very much on that.
Thank you so much. Maybe Sibize Umapepe. Just 30 seconds, Mapepe. Is absolutely uvale kona pa ngamafishane sibili. 30 seconds, mama. Tete kona.
Ngifuna ukuphendula ubaba umlalazi lapho into ayikhulumileyo. Mina bengikhulumiswa ukuthi uyabona South Africa ungeke uNatal ufike ukukhulumiswa ngumuntu ongumvenda. Awusozi yelimpompo ukukhulumiswa ngumZulu. Awungeke uye le esayidini lamatswana ufike ukhulunyiswe khona ngale ngumvenda ngumvulu. So leyo nto leyo babe nesizathu why kwaba njalo. Hhayi ukuthi i-tribalism, i-tribalism ayingeni ndawo lapho. But kubalulekile ukuthi abantu labantu ngendawo ngendawo bazikhangelele umnotho wabo, bazikhangelele indawo zakubo. Ngoba mina ingakithi ngiyazi ngcono ukudlula umuntu wangaphandle.
Into engayi. Siyabonga kakhulu Mapepe, ungathinelwa kusasa. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who is an independent person. He does what he likes. And then we've got Mr. Nkululeko Kobalanda Mate of MRP and Mr. David Siyampondo, MTC Alliance, and Miss Vivian Nomalanga Pepe. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kips Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mklanya. We are saying let's meet tomorrow and let's talk. Have a very good evening.
Bye-bye.